Touchology Wellness Experience, where the power of touch heals all. Tune in and be empowered with your host, Njadika Olatunde, pain relief wellness educator and advocate, who is changing lives with Touchology. Greetings and welcome to the Touchology Wellness Experience, where we introduce innovative and progressive concepts that focus on how to relieve pain and stress in your life 24/7 to have optimum health and wellness using the power of touch. Did you know the power of touch affects every area of your life, mentally, physically, and emotionally? These days, touch is often seen as something bad and negative. On each show, we're going to change that thinking so you can take back control of your life from living in pain and stress using the power of touch on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Focus on Healing Wellness Institute is our sponsor. Focus on Healing provides wellness training and support services in healthcare prevention and wellness maintenance. It is also the home of the Touchology Reflexology Therapy for Pain and Stress Relief, that's medication and addiction-free alternative to OTC and opiates. Go to focusonhealing.com for more information on services and upcoming support workshops. Our topic today in part four of the Conventional Medicine versus Alternative Therapy series is Prescription versus Treatment Plan, a comprehensive comparison. Prescriptions and treatment plans are two commonly used terms in healthcare, but they are often confused with each other. I'll begin the discussion with the difference between prescription and treatment plan, comparing their benefits, drawbacks, and the role they play in the healthcare industry. What is the difference between a prescription and a treatment plan in healthcare? A prescription is a written order from a healthcare provider to a pharmacist, instructing them to dispense a medication to a patient. On the other hand, a treatment plan is a comprehensive outline of the steps that a healthcare provider will give a patient to help them manage their condition or illness. Let's take a closer look and explore the pros and cons of each. One of the advantages of prescriptions is that they provide a quick and easy solution to treat an illness or condition. Patients can simply pick up their medication from a pharmacy and start taking it immediately without needing to follow up a complex treatment plan. However, prescriptions can also have downsides. They may only treat the symptoms of a condition and not address the underlying cause. Moreover, some medications may have unwanted side effects and patients may become dependent upon them. Now, let's turn our attention to treatment plans. Treatment plans offer a more holistic approach to healthcare by addressing not only the symptoms of a condition, but also the underlying cause. They can include a large range of interventions, such as lifestyle changes, physical therapy, and counseling. The downsides of treatment plans, as seen from the eyes of conventional medicine, is it can be time-consuming and require a lot of effort from the patient. Additionally, it may not provide immediate relief, and it can take time for the patient to see results. Here are some examples of non-prescription treatment plans that relate to the downsides referenced. Lifestyle changes. This may include modifications to your meals, exercise routines, sleep habits, stress management techniques, and more. For example, if you have high blood pressure, you may be advised to reduce your salt intake, exercise regularly, and practice relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation. Dietary supplements. These are products that contain vitamins, minerals, herbs, or other substances that are intended to supplement the food you eat in providing healthy nutrients to feed the body's cells, organs, and tissues. Examples include fish oil, probiotics, and multivitamins. Physical therapy. This involves the use of exercise and other techniques to help improve mobility, strength, and flexibility. Cognitive behavior therapy. This is a type of talk therapy that helps individuals identify and change negative thought patterns and behaviors that contribute to their conditions. Alternative therapies. These include practices like acupuncture, reflexology therapy, massage therapy, and chiropractic care. While there is limited scientific evidence supporting their effectiveness, some people find them helpful. So, which is better, a prescription or a treatment plan? The answer is not straightforward. It depends on the individual patient and their specific condition. For some conditions, such as infections, prescriptions may be the best option. But for chronic illnesses or conditions that require ongoing management, a treatment plan is often necessary. In conclusion, prescriptions and treatment plans both have their place in healthcare. By understanding the differences between them, patients can make informed decisions about their health and wellness options based on working with and assisting the body in the healing process with a treatment plan or focusing only on symptoms with a temporary quick fix solution. Whatever is the choice, consult with both a conventional medical doctor and a holistic non-traditional doctor to have two options available in deciding what's best for you in meeting your health and wellness needs. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening to Prescription versus Treatment Plan, a comprehensive comparison. Our next show is the last episode in this series. Tune in for more discussion on using the power of touch that heals all. Our topic giveaway today is the 9 Pain Point Fact Sheet. Download this resource at touchologyexperience.com. For information on upcoming podcast shows, workshops, and programs, subscribe to receive our newsletter at touchologyexperience.com. Mark your calendar for our monthly Pain Relief Wellness Hour on the last Sunday of the month from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On these workshops each month, I will share a pain relief problem and what Touchology pain relief point you can use to relieve pain as an alternative to over-the-counter or opiates. To get on the registration list, go to touchologyhealingexperience.com and reserve your seat. On our next show, we'll continue the discussion on introducing new and innovative ways for pain sufferers and pain caregivers to relieve pain with medication-free alternatives to relieving stress and pain successfully using the power of touch to restore optimum health and wellness. If you know of someone suffering with pain or is a pain caregiver, please tell them about our show that's on a mission to address the opiate epidemic plaguing our communities. Until next time on the Touchology Wellness Experience, with a focus on changing lives with Touchology to introduce a new way of thinking and allow you to take back control of your life from pain and stress using your divine gift, the power of touch. It's all about health, wealth, prosperity, abundance, success, love, peace, happiness, joy, and harmony. It's what we share on the Touchology Wellness Experience. Mark your calendar to tune in and be Touchology Empowered.